The Burt Show.
Welcome, Abby. How you feeling?
Oh, my God. There is no wake-up call quite like the adrenaline rush of going, there is no physically possible way for me to get to work on time. That was, I'll be honest with you, that was objectively terrible. And yeah. I never want that to happen again.
Is that your first time that happening with the Burt Show?
I think my first time missing work ever.
Really?
And I don't know. I have a very specific alarm system. My first is that I have a cat. And normally she starts making biscuits on me around 4 a.m. So normally I'm already kind of getting out of REM sleep, but I locked them out. So now I have only two alarms. I have my hatch alarm, which is my sunrise alarm, which typically like gets me up to the tune of like some tweeting birds. And then I have my phone alarm, which is like the annoying one that says, okay, you actually need to get up. And none of them went off this morning. I woke up and I'm like, that's weird. It says 5:55. That's not what it normally says. And I immediately sent a text and I was like, I don't care what I have to do. I will be there as soon as possible, knowing I was probably going to miss the first break. But yeah, that was not fun.
Well, you're here now.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And are you ready to get a fly swatter, electric fly swatter to the hand?
This will be the second worst wake up call of my morning.
All right. So fly swatter facts. This is going to be our Black History Month edition. So what I have done is taken what Burt wanted was just like, you know, some fun facts and we get to, you know, learn something new on the Burt Show and try to make ourselves somewhat intelligent and turn it into a little bit of game of stupid because, you know, that's what I do. So I have an electric fly swatter here. So you can... my electric fly swatter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all going to go around the room and we're going to share a fun fact, pose it in the way of a question. And if nobody can answer your fun fact, then you're in the clear. But if somebody else in the room knows the answer... then that means you have to get electrocuted by the fly swatter.
Okay.
Now, last time, the only person was Burt, because you pretty much guessed what his was. Like, ketchup was used to, like fix
something
bubble guts
medicine.
Or something. Yeah.
Some with gas and medicine.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, this time, I'm changing the rules a little bit, but I have a new rule. This needs to be something that was already in the crevasses of your mind.
Okay.
So, it could
where is it?
Crevasses.
Okay, thank you.
In the crevasses. Back in them crevices, way far back there. So this has to be something you already knew. I felt like it was too easy for us to like just Google or ChatGPT a random fact and it made it a little more difficult. So this is something that you are proud that you know that you don't think anybody else knows.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So for Black History Month, I think it would be rude if I didn't let Mo go first.
Actually.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, in 1966, who invented the very first home security system?
Oh, in 1966. Ooh. Like, that's going to help me repeat the year that it happened.
The first time around, I didn't feel so bad when I didn't know them. Now I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Imagine how I'm going to feel.
It invented the first home security system. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know, so I'm just going to say Denzel Washington.
You was better off saying I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm safe?
No more guesses? Cassie, do you have any idea?
Nope, no idea.
Okay, perfect. Her name is Mary Van Britten Brown.
I love it.
And I believe it was a peephole, a camera, and something else. That's all I remember in my crevices. But but yeah, she was the first one to do it.
Okay, pop off queen.
All right.
Thank you for making me feel safe at night.
Right. Okay, so Abby, what is yours?
Do you know which Hollywood starlet called up a famous celeb club specifically and said, I will sit front row every single night if you let Ella Fitzgerald perform?
Ooh. Ooh-hoo.
Marilyn Monroe.
Uh-huh. Oh, no!
I'm like, yeah, you got it, girl. Look at you knowing your history.
Yeah, time to get shocked.
Have I not suffered enough?
If we need to wake you up. So I've actually seen that on Instagram several times. It's come through my feed, and not even just during Black History Month. But I love that they forged this beautiful friendship. And
yes.
Yeah, I think, but I'll let you take it.
Yep. It was a fun episode of Drunk History.
Yeah.
Basically, this club was really popular for celebrities, and they wouldn't let her perform because, you know, racism. So Marilyn was like, well, I love her music. I'm like a big fan. I think she's so incredible. So she's like, I will sit front row. Every time you book her, I will sit there. And Ella Fitzgerald has been quoted saying, like, I really owe a big debt to her because she helped me get my foot in the door of these places that helped her become who she would later, you know, the big star that she'd become.
All right.
Never knew that.
No!
All right, so.
Shocking information.
So you just stick your finger out.
I know, I'm scared.
Yep. It's on?
Yeah, so we gotta put it. Okay. Bring this mic up.
I'm gonna put my mouth away from the mic.
Yeah, in case you scream.
All right.
Oh, I'm gonna scream.
Here we go.
So you put your finger out. I'm gonna tap it. Okay.
Okay.
Because you have to actually, you have to get a little bit of a
little zap.
Yeah. Ready? Okay. 1, 2.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Wow, did you guys buy this fly swatter from Temu?
What is this? Is it on?
Yes,
it's on. Charged?
Okay, you do it.
Try to lick it.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Permanently, wow. She has a finger just on it now.
God is real.
Ew, what is going on?
Do my full hand?
Yes.
Your full hand.
The fly swatter's alarm didn't go off this morning, okay? Yeah. It's not awake yet.
Oh, there's...
That bad.
All right.
How was it?
You
got the buildup was worse. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
All right. So here is my Black History Month fact for you guys. Who was the only woman to speak at the March on Washington?
Oh, wait.
The only woman to.
Is this the one that MLK, obviously MLK obviously spoke at? Yeah. I just looked this up. I think this is my ye olde gossip this week.
Oh, is
she
it?
She was a spy.
Oh.
My
grandmother's going to be so disappointed in me.
Who was the only woman to speak at the March on Washington?
I can't remember.
I feel like I can get this half right. She was a French spy.
No.
I literally just looked this up for ye olde gossip.
I can't remember.
Okay.
It was my Black History Book Report that we posted on the Burt Show's Instagram page. Miss Daisy Bates.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
That's not who I was
thinking
of. Now I feel like I need to look at my history sources because I feel like I just read that about somebody else.
So yeah, we're doing Black History Month book reports on the Burt Show's Instagram at the Burt Show. And I chose to do Daisy Bates because of what she did for the Little Rock Nine in helping to integrate schools there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a force to be reckoned with. She was a massive icon of the civil rights movement. And one of those little tidbits of facts that I learned about her, because I knew about the Little Rock Nine, but as I dug deeper about her, it turns out she was the only woman to speak at the March on Washington.
Fascinating.
Very cool.
I know.
All right. We survived.
I barely survived. My fingers still are very sensitive right now.
The Burt Show.